It's time for Done Being Single with your hosts, Treva and Robbie Scharf. If you're dating the same type over and over again, making the same mistakes and not finding love, then you're not done being single. What you need is some tough love dating intervention, Treva and Robbie style. Whether you're new to dating or have been dating forever, we've got you covered. Now, here are your hosts, Treva and Robbie Scharf.
Oh, that is so not nice. You put a mic in the bedroom this morning?
Well,
you secretly tape recorded.
It was actually the neighbor's bedroom, but.
Oh, no, it was not. You know, that was live.
You're right. People. It was our bedroom.
That was our bedroom.
And so we get some applause.
Thank you.
That's
excellent
better.
For coming.
Thank you.
To both of us.
I thought so too.
How are you,
Bobby? I'm good, honey. How you doing?
You should be good.
You had such a smile. I know. Don't tell my wife.
Oh, she knows.
Oh, damn.
She knows.
Okay.
Because she was right there with you. Okay. So nothing better than to get you in the mood for a show about sex than to have sex as a little precursor warm-up sort of foreplay.
And I got to tell you, a little sex in the morning, and my wife was cleaning the apartment right after, so we have to, you know.
I did.
It's kind of like Pavlovian. I want to make it.
I did,
you
guys.
Thing,
I was on my hands and knees.
and then I cleaned the apartment.
But no, I did. After we had sex, I had a cup of coffee and, let off some, I needed to let off any excess steam because I let off and I got off. But you know what? I did.
Well put.
Okay. Can I?
Yes. All right.
So great intro to today's episode, which we titled Sex and the Single Girl, based on, and I don't know if you guys all remember the 1962 book, nonfiction bestseller by Helen Gurley Brown. Do you remember that?
I do,
that?
Yes. I remember the movie more than the...
Okay, I'm pretty sure every mom, maybe your mom, my mom, I don't know, read it.
It was groundbreaking.
Yeah, yeah.
So
back then, even she was... encouraging women's independence and taking charge in the bedroom and having some power in the bedroom, where at a time men had all the power and you didn't ask questions, right? You gave her the high hard one and you didn't really wait to, wonder, respond. Did she like it? Is it what she wants? Did she enjoy it? What does she need? And so that to me was inspiration for this episode.
Are you saying that men were not very evolved at that time and they kind of just took it and weren't really interested in their partner's pleasure?
Right. I just think it was a time when women didn't speak up, period.
Mm-hmm.
So now, women are speaking up, but sex is still, it's a little taboo and it's a little shameful.
Taboo
and
where?
People don't, they're embarrassed. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex. It's, I get it. It's not, maybe you talk about it with your girlfriends, but that's what this episode is for, so that we can.
Not with my girlfriends.
We're going to dispel some myths, clear up any kind of misunderstanding.
Some myth understandings.
And and help you guys. Actually, this episode is about women, but the intent is to sort of give you guys some insight.
We need it.
Give you the lay of the land.
It's so important because I think that men feel like they are king of the jungle and they walk around that way. And the truth is that we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that pussy has the power.
Yes.
And it's important that it's the enlightened man that knows that and allows them to have the power, but at the same time, give them the pleasure.
Yeah. And I think that men would actually really like to be guided a little bit more, clued in. I think that sex is this big black hole. Of questions, curiosity.
You may want to turn yourself over then.
You know what I'm saying? I think men could use a clue or two.
Okay. Well, hopefully you're going to get that to us.
Yes. And we have an expert. We have a sex coach with us, Vanessa Marin. She's coming on after the break.
Wonderful.
To really break it down. She's going to give you guys the 411 on getting down.
So
she's going to give you the lowdown on going down.
Wow. So let's talk about when we were single.
Yeah.
What were you encountering with men in terms of your own pleasure and maybe their priorities?
I
don't know if I want to hear the answers, but okay, I'm asking it.
Cover your ears. Okay. La, 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 la. I don't want to hear this.
No, I do.
Okay.
I can take it.
I'm going to keep it clean. But I'm going to be honest because that's what we're here for.
Oh, a wise dame, eh?
Yes. So I think that, like I said a few seconds ago, men need guidance. And I think women are too afraid to speak up and tell them what they want and tell them what they need and tell them what feels good and what they don't like. And I think women, for the most part, put up with a lot. They defer to men. They give men what they think they want. And, you know, sex is, it's a tango. It's a dance. It's a two-way street. And I feel like there's nothing wrong in saying, hey, slow down. You're going too hard. You're going too fast. You got to make the morning last. I think is a little bit of a problem, which men appreciate when you tell them. I also think that sometimes men can be selfish.
Sometimes.
I
think that's absolutely true. I can speak from my own experiences that I feel I was very selfish growing up. I don't think I really evolved until I was in my, you know, early mid-30s. So to all the women I've loved before, that I'm sorry. I apologize. I really do. I feel really bad, especially for the one I lost my virginity to.
Where is she now?
Well, hopefully she's not at the Kahala Hilton anymore on the golf course when I was 15 or 14.
Is that where you lost it?
That's where I lost it. I think that's where we both lost it.
Really?
I think so, yes.
Did you did you use your putter?
I used a three wood, and it was all I had at the time, and I think it lasted about 3.5 seconds, but boy, it was great.
Honey, I've seen your three wood.
Okay.
And it is still fantastic to this day.
Okay. That's very nice, lovey. Thank you for sharing. So anyway, getting back to selfishness,
I think
it's really important that men understand that being intimate with someone, having sex with someone, it usually requires a partner, unless you're just doing it with yourself, and then you can tease yourself till the cows come home.
Yes.
And sometimes that does happen.
Okay. No.
All right. So the thing about being selfish is there has to come a time when you really care about the other person so much that you want to give them pleasure to the point where you now get pleasure from pleasing. That gives you as much pleasure as receiving pleasure. And that is a very important
Yes, well, there's a good selfish and a bad selfish. There's a good kind. And when I say good selfish, meaning like make sure you get your needs met as well. That's where the guidance and the communication are really, really important because it's a fantastic thing when both people can enjoy it and not a good thing if only one person is benefiting and having a good time. So when I say selfish, I think that also that kind of is an umbrella term I would use because it's not so much that they're sexually selfish. I think that there were a lot of relationships that I had with guys that weren't available and became selfish in that they tell you what you want to hear. They throw just enough bait in the water to keep you swimming. And I don't know, maybe that's not a sexual thing because I think it's, they keep you, some guys that are like recently divorced or newly separated, where they just, or they're just getting back out there again, really just want to get laid. They just, really, it's all about
that. Is it their own pleasure? They're not thinking about your pleasure.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you convey to them, hey, I'm here too, you know?
Well, that's something that you have to know inside you. You have to, as a woman, you have to know what your standards are, where your bar is, what your expectations are, what your limits are, what your boundaries are. So if you're in it to get off, if you're in it to have a great time, if you're in it to get laid and hook up, great. Do it. More power to you. You know, different strokes for different folks. But if you want more from it, if you know going in that a relationship or marriage or long-term commitment is something that you really ideally want, then you got to set your own sexual parameters. Does that make sense? And if you don't communicate that to the guy, he'll never know. And he'll just keep banging away.
Okay. Give me some tips. How are you going to communicate that if he's on top of you or behind you or where is this and he's ready to, and you are not there yet?
Well, so this goes back a few episodes to when to have sex. I think that is really important that before you jump in the sack, that you kind of know what you want from it, what you want from each other. That way you'll feel a lot freer. You'll be able to let go and there won't be any misunderstanding. Like if you are dating someone that you know is just like recently divorced, and it had a bad, ugly divorce, you kind of know she's probably not going to want to, or he is not going to, you know, want to jump back into something. So set those terms ahead of time. If I could do it all over again, I would do it like that.
Okay, so we are going to go to our first break, but we are going to bring Vanessa Murray.
But I have a lot more to say on the subject of foreplay. We're going to break,
right,
and then I'm going to warm us up a little bit with a little foreplay.
Thank you. That would be lovely. So we are going to go to our break, and we will be back with Vanessa Marin.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists, Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or a dating nightmare you want to share, call us today at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. You can also reach us by email, trevaandrobbie@dunbeingsingle.com. Now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses, Treva and Robbie Sharp.
That is us.
Okay, we are back, and I do want to give you some tips. Okay, thank you. Love you.
Love you.
About foreplay. Not you. I'm not giving you a tip about
you
foreplay.
Can give me tips.
I want to give a big fat tip to my moil about foreplay, you guys. It is essential. It is crucial. I know that Vanessa is going to speak to that. But I can tell you, as a woman, we need a little more time. We need to be warmed up and romanced and you know, lubed. We got to be like ready. Otherwise it's going to be not really pleasurable for anybody. I've got to tell you, I read the greatest article on Medium by a writer named Robert Cormack. It was called Rules of Foreplay, or How Long Should Sex Last? And he says, the real issue is foreplay. If baby ain't lubed, your fancy moves, long or short, are an irritant. Think of her as an engine. No oil, engine seizes, and you're hitchhiking to work. And that is true. Properly lubed, she's a lot happier than if she feels like if you're trying to start a fire rubbing two sticks together. So I would definitely say foreplay is pretty much everything. So anyway, we're gonna talk about more of that, okay, as we go on. But right now we're gonna bring on Vanessa Marin, who is a licensed psychotherapist, sex coach, and writer who helps people stop feeling embarrassed and start having way more fun in the bedroom. She studied human sexuality at Brown University and has been featured in publications like the New York Times, CNN, O Magazine, and Real Simple. Whether in her work coaching clients one-on-one over video chat or email, or through her online programs like Finishing School, Learn How to Orgasm, and The Passion Project, the A Couples Blueprint to Rediscovering Desire and Reigniting the Spark. She finds immense joy in helping people discover or rediscover their spark. Yes! Come on in.
Welcome, Vanessa.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on.
So, Vanessa, I'm fascinated with what you do because I don't know what really happens in sex therapy. And because I never thought I needed it. And I respect people that do it. I respect people that work on their shit. But tell us what exactly happens in sex therapy.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think a lot of people don't even know that sex therapy exists, and even the people who do know that exists aren't really sure what exactly goes on. So sex therapy, really the basic point of it is to help you work towards the sex life that you want to have. So, you know, depending on what that is for you, whether it's learning how to orgasm, whether it's bringing more excitement back into the bedroom, feeling less shame or embarrassment around sex, learning how to communicate, you know, all these goals are definitely things that we can work on in sex therapy. So the sessions that I do are purely talk-based, so I think that's one of the big misconceptions about sex therapy. But I give my clients a lot of exercises and stuff for them to work on at home, just so they can keep working towards those goals and make sure they're having a really pleasurable, satisfying, and exciting sex life.
Okay, so it's not the kind of sex therapy you see on HBO's Real Sex, where there's like someone else in the room and they're coaching you and like they're
probably could be. I don't know. She may.
Which is a different kind. But that's a different kind of sex
therapy that I do. It does not include that. Yeah, I mean, you can. Okay. There's a whole bunch of different, you know, people that you can work with. You can work with sexual surrogates, where it's, you know, can be more like that. There are different coaches that might be a little more hands-on, but professional sex therapy generally is just talking only.
So is there a recurring theme that you have encountered with your couples that you're dealing with that you can share with us?
Yeah, I'd say the most common issue that couples come in to see me about is mismatched sex drives. So one partner feels like they want sex a lot more often than the other, and they both feel kind of stuck trying to figure out what, you know, what does feel reasonable for the two of them. And I think a lot of times couples just end up, they stop having as much sex because of that mismatch.
So what do you do if you're a woman and, no, let's start, what if you're a guy and you can't make your woman come? What do you do?
So female orgasm is one of my favorite topics to work with, and really because there are a lot of myths about female orgasm, and I really love being able to break all those down and talk about the truth about how orgasm works. So in my courses, like Finishing School, and when I'm coaching clients one-on-one, the first step that I always take is to have the woman learn how to get herself off. So if you're the male partner and you're not able to make your partner orgasm, the first thing you need to know is this something that she can do on her own? If it's not, then the best thing you can do as her partner is support her in learning, you know, getting to know her own body, figuring out what works for her, and then, you know, have the two of you experience that together at some point. Mm-hmm.
But what, okay, do you mind if I ask some personal, no, I mean, nothing's personal here, right?
Nothing is personal, right?
Well, so. I mean, no, okay, you've heard it all. You've heard it all. So what if you're not a natural masturbator? Does that mean is something wrong with you if you don't like to masturbate?
No, there's definitely nothing wrong with you if you don't like it. But I think it really boils down to a couple of different things. Some women don't like to masturbate because there's a sense of shame or embarrassment around it. You know, we think that it's not something that we're supposed to be doing. There's something that feels kind of taboo or naughty or wrong about it. A lot of times women in relationships feel like, you know, I should just be having sex with my partner. I shouldn't have to have this, you know, private sex life with myself. So if those are the reasons why you don't like to masturbate, then I would encourage women to, you know, get to, like, dig into that stuff and kind of address what are the blockages coming up for you? What are the kind of myths that you're falling for? Because having, you know, having a relationship with masturbation is definitely, you know, crucial for every woman. If it really is that, you know, you just don't, you've practiced, you've experimented, you know how to get yourself off, you know what your body likes, and you just don't happen to love masturbation, that's perfectly okay. Nobody's going to force you to do it. But you definitely want to make sure that it's not because you're feeling shame or embarrassment or you're not supposed to be doing it.
Okay. Well, and for a guy, I think it's a much different story. It's, you know, how do you know when you're masturbating too much?
Because you get carpal tunnel syndrome.
Right.
Your dick falls off?
No, that doesn't happen. You could start a fire. It's like rubbing two sticks together. But no, it's, yes, that's no longer a problem, I think, since I've been married. But it is still a pleasurable thing. And I think that we all share in this. And I think it's a curious subject that interested more in hearing more about.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a whole sex in your 50s and 60s, midlife sex is like a whole other fantastic, you know, uncharted territory. It's it's just so different and interesting and beautiful, and it's not the same. I mean, we're newlyweds, kind of, Robbie and me, and we're getting used to, I am, monogamy. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. Because I've never been married, and I'm finding so many interesting things about married sex, and at a time when our bodies are changing, and hormones aren't what they used to be. And that's a whole, you know, that's another question I have.
And the sex drives are different. And just like Vanessa said earlier.
Yes. So yeah, Vanessa, how do you teach someone how to orgasm? Not that I need any help, of course, but for people.
That's an old joke. When a guy goes, so what does a woman say when she has an orgasm? And he goes, I don't know what. And you start laughing. All right. That's a bad joke.
It's a problem. It's hard. It gets harder. No pun intended. As you get older, you know that you need a longer runway, more time, more foreplay. Mm-hmm. Hello. So, but in terms of teaching, and I know this is what you do, Vanessa, teaching women how to orgasm. It's, it's a very personal thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, all of our bodies are unique. We all like different things. But what I do is I really get into the nitty-gritty details of teaching women exactly how to masturbate. So again, every woman's going to respond to different kinds of techniques, but there are, you know, specific techniques, different kinds of strokes that you can try, playing around with having your body in different positions, you know, fantasizing about different things. There are a lot of things to do. It definitely boils down to mostly the specific techniques that you're using, which is something that's really manageable and easy to learn. So I think that, you know, one, we do have these big myths about female orgasms being so complicated and so difficult. And really, it just boils down to familiarity with your own body. So, you know, we're kind of making these jokes about masturbation, and it is something that we all learn, you know, that masturbation is kind of taboo and it's something we shouldn't be doing. But there are definitely much more negative stereotypes about female masturbation than male. So most men grow up learning how to masturbate, and they figure out exactly what their body's like and exactly what they need. And they just have this familiarity with their genitals that a lot of women never have. And so that's what the process is just having that, learning that familiarity, trying out a bunch of different things and seeing what works, what doesn't. But again, it's a really easy and, you know, manageable process. It might take a little bit of time or patience, but it's certainly not rocket science.
And I think it's also very important that couples are able to freely communicate and not feel embarrassed or ashamed to let their partner know they're doing something wrong, or I like this, I don't like that. Don't be afraid to open up and let them know this in the heat of passion.
Well,
because
that's what I said.
Really,
yeah, that the better you can communicate, the better the sex is going to be, and you guys will both be on the same page.
So we're going to go to another break in a second, but we have a caller on the line, and we're going to bring him on. I think his name is Larry, but we're going to bring him on after the next break. So we'll hear what Larry has to say. And Vanessa, thank you for staying with us. And let's
we're going deeper, Vanessa.
Yeah, we're going to go deeper and harder. Yes. So stick with us, and we'll be back in a minute.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up? What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
And now back to Done Being Single with married couple and dating ass kickers, Treva and Robbie Scharf.
All right. So what goes on during the breaks stays during the breaks. Okay. So we have a caller, and we're going to bring up Larry. Larry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Larry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Larry.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I guess what's on my mind is what you guys are talking about mostly, which is foreplay.
And?
That seems to be the big topic so far. And masturbation, I think I've heard that a lot as well.
That's a big topic.
Anyway, with foreplay, I'm a big fan. But
thank you, Larry.
Huh?
Thank you for that. And you're a big fan because?
Well, because I think you're in a partnership with the other person. So I've learned over my many years that if you're not providing any foreplay, you're not going to be in a relationship for long.
Right.
And I think you should start from the very beginning, before you're even in the bedroom, you should start with the foreplay.
Yes, completely agree. Do you have any questions for Vanessa?
If you show up at the door with a box of pizza, that's always a good start.
That gets me wet.
That's foreplay.
There you go. Yeah. But I think that communication is really important, but I think a lot of people think that means you have to discuss everything. And I don't think you need to discuss things. I think my experience has been that most women they'll let you know what's working and what's not working. And what's working, you do more of that, and what's not working, you do less of that. Or none of that.
And you'll know what's working because you'll hear it. She'll be responsive. And if it's not working, hopefully she'll tell you that too, right? But
they'll let you know. I think a woman will let you know, but you'll hear her or feel her response. If she doesn't like what you're doing, they'll tell you their response.
Vanessa, utilizing that info, let's say you've been in a relationship for a year or two, and you may hit a rut, and you're not feeling comfortable about bringing something up because you've developed this pattern or routine. How do you get out of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Larry brings up a good point that, I think a lot of us are really afraid to give our partners feedback. You know, we worry about hurting their feelings or, getting them upset in some way. And I think the truth is that we all want to know that we're good in the bedroom. You know, we all want to know that we're pleasing our partner and we're doing the things that they want us to be doing. So I think it's really important for people to recognize it might feel a little nerve-wracking or a little scary to give feedback at first, but your partner wants that feedback. They'd rather be doing the thing that's going to make you feel good and feel pleasure than to have you be silent and to have them continue doing something that you don't really like. So I think it's just really, really important kind of mind shift to keep, really to keep in mind for people that recognizing feedback is totally valued and really important. So I think just really making sure that you're not afraid to bring up those kinds of conversations and just to tell your partner, hey, look, this is, I was thinking about trying something. I wanted to try this, or I was curious about what this might feel like. So you don't need to tell your partner, you're doing it wrong, I hate that, that feels terrible, but you can give them more positive feedback, just saying stuff like, hey, I'm curious about trying this. Have you ever been interested in doing this? What would it be like if we did this together? So it's suggesting it in a really friendly, lighthearted way. And again, it's definitely something that your partner does want to hear.
Vanessa, in your work, what have you learned that women want? What have they secretly told you that they dig, that they love, that they need more of?
Yeah, that's a huge question. I could write a whole book about that. But I think, Trevor, you had a great point about foreplay earlier. A lot of women just want to take more time. And I think, really, so many of us are just in a rush with sex. And it's kind of, we need to step back and think, why am I in such a rush with this? Why isn't this something that maybe we can slow down a little bit and take a bit more of our time? Sure, there are some times where we've just got a little bit of time before we need to go do something else. It's fine to have quickies every now and then, but sex should really be something that we're spending more time on and really just allowing ourselves to kind of ease into, to just have a longer, more enjoyable, more pleasurable experience overall. So foreplay is definitely a huge one, just taking more time with each other, not feeling like we're in a rush. And a lot of women want to feel like they can, you know, their partner is interested in pleasuring them. But that's something that's important to them too.
Okay, so Robbie, you asked me what was something a little, you know, secret about, you know, what I liked or what when I was single, which still is. Here's something little, you know, unknown fun fact about me. I can't pleasure someone when I'm getting pleasured. It's like, I'm not a good multitasker.
No, you're not. We know that.
It's either my time or it's your time. It's kind of hard for me to, I don't know if that's typical.
Well, that I think lets people know there's a certain position that we probably don't partake in too often, and that's fine. But I think that's okay with me. I'm not upset by that. Knowing that, I mean,
that's not selfish, is it?
No, not at all. I think it's very unselfish. I think it's
parents aren't listening to this.
They probably are not. Even if they are, hello, Paul and Sonia. So I think that is important because I love it that you concentrate on your own pleasure at that time and you concentrate on my pleasure at that time.
I think it's really lovely. I kind of like, you know, going first a little bit.
Yes.
Is that bad?
No. And as the gentleman, I think that's the right thing to do.
Thank you. That's why you're a gentleman and a scholar. And, it's so personal, right, Vanessa? It's, you know, some guys like a finger up the ass. I don't.
Hello?
I don't.
Now you tell me.
Hello, Larry. Are you back with us?
Well, yeah, I was going to say my experience, that's pretty consistent with most women. I think they don't want that. I mean, it's pretty clear.
That's not good.
But, you know, the thing is that everybody likes things that are different, and that's why you've got to be, you know, try different things. It's not just about the erogenous zones either. You know, everybody has a different, you know, secondary source of pleasure. You know, some people, it's like their neck or their, you know, their feet, their, you know, their, God, who knows, whatever, their breasts, whatever it is. Everybody has different things that kind of play into it, and you have to be willing to kind of experiment around a little bit and try to find those things so that your partner is getting pleasure, because it's more, at least in my experience, it's more than just pleasure from the actual act or from the erogenous zones by themselves. Usually it's a combination of a lot of things.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And I think I have to reiterate what I said earlier, is that you have to derive pleasure from pleasing, which, again, didn't happen for me until I was in my mid-30s. And then at that point, it just opened up the whole world for me and made me realize that the woman's orgasm is really the most important thing, and I am secondary, and I'm okay with that. Now, there may be some times where I will reverse that, excuse me, but for the most part, that's how I go about.
We have an email. Can we read it and have Vanessa
Certainly.
Comment on it? Okay, here, go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, Trev and Robbie. I'm dating a guy that I really, really like. We've got great chemistry and we're super compatible, but he hates oral sex, giving it to me. And it's not like he's a teenager. He's 52 and he's still grossed out by it. I've managed to get around it so as not to make him feel bad, but I love oral, and to me, it's an important part of intimacy. He has no problem when I give it to him, which kind of makes me mad. It's also my main form of orgasming, because sometimes intercourse doesn't make me come. Can you teach someone to like it?
Thanks. Or really, can you teach someone to lick it? That's really the question.
Well put. I'm going to defer to Vanessa here first.
Okay.
Yeah, send me the tough ones. No, I mean, I think that, you know, again, this kind of boils down to a distinction here. So I firmly believe that we all have the right to have our own sexual boundaries. We all have our own sexual preferences, and that's totally fine. We shouldn't force ourselves or force our partners to do things that don't feel safe, that don't feel good, comfortable to do. What it sounds like she's speaking to, though, is something a little bit different, that he's saying that it's gross. So maybe that, you know, he thinks it's kind of icky, it smells weird or tastes weird or something like that. And I think that really comes down not to a personal preference type of thing, but more to some really bad socialization that he's received around, you know, thinking that women's bodies are kind of icky or different or, you know, weird in that way. And so to me, this sounds like something that he's got to get over, that he needs to recognize that it's not okay to be shaming his partner about her body, which is beautiful and smells amazing and tastes great and is perfectly normal and healthy, I'm sure of it, without him knowing her.
Absolutely.
Helping, and I would say it to him, and exactly, she framed it really nicely in that email, saying, you know, this is how I feel intimacy with somebody. This is my main way of feeling pleasure with somebody. It's, you know, it's an activity that I really enjoy. So I think she did a really great job of communicating that. I would say it to him in those same words and really drill in this message of, you know, I want you to make sure that you're not shaming me for my body, because my body is perfectly normal and healthy, and I want a partner who cherishes and celebrates and loves my body in the way that I love yours.
I agree, Vanessa. And in rereading this email, I have to say that I don't think they're a match, because it really seems like she loves it, he hates it, and she's not able to achieve orgasm through intercourse, it seems. So what is going on there, really? I think she has to throw this guy back, because I don't think it's working for her. And she should find somebody who loves it as much as she does, and because we are out there and we love it. And that's really important. If that's important to you, yes, find somebody that it's also important to. And I don't know if you can teach somebody who's 52 to start liking it, or maybe there's something incompatible there. I don't know. There's something, I'm not in this relationship is not doing it for me.
That would be a tragedy if that happened. I mean, it's because you are your vagina, and your vagina is you. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's all, I mean, you're down there. You're putting your, you know, it's PIV, penis and vagina. You could do that. I don't understand. You know,
not if it's not doing it for
this
her,
brings up the age-old question. Larry, what do you think? Is oral sex more intimate than intercourse? Answer that question after the break.
Yeah. We are going to go to another break right now. So we will come back and get the answer from Larry. So. We'll
Larry knows all.
All right.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go, on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up? What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
And now back to Done Being Single with Married Couple and Dating Ass Kickers, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
Okay, we are back, and we ended the last break with a question. So yes. What was that question?
A question of the ages. what's more intimate, oral or intercourse?
And we're going to give that to our caller, Larry. Larry, do you have a thought on that?
I think I do, actually, over the break. I think that, for me anyway, intercourse is more intimate. And the reason is that when I'm, well, in most cases, I'm looking my partner right in the eye. And the visual and the facial connection to me is very, very important. So for me, I would say intercourse, but I would put oral, like that's a close second.
Well, I would disagree, because I think that oral to me is more intimate, in that you're looking at your partner in the lower eye.
the third eye?
Yeah, and I think that you are, let's say, mouth to pussy is I think for some reason to me a little bit more intimate, and but I understand what you were saying too.
Well, Vanessa? When he calls out my name, then I'll agree with you.
Well, speaking of talking pussies, I learned a little something today.
What?
That vaginas make noise.
Okay, that's very interesting that you did not know that.
I didn't know that.
How do you not know that? Your ears
are far away from
it.
I'm going to tell you. The only thing I know about vaginas making noise, I learned from Howard Stern. Because he called some, I don't know if this is, Vanessa, is varting, V-A-R-T-I-N-G, is that a real word? Or?
Like vaginal farting?
Yes.
Is that, okay. Well, that's a
I think
that's a common.
That might be Howard's word.
Is that a real word?
I've heard that as a real word.
Because I want Robbie to put that on his sound effect machine.
So, well, I think
which
that.
I don't know what that would ever sound like. But anyway.
I think that's a result of. But,
that
can happen.
I think that's a compound word.
Yeah, it is.
But back to oral.
Yes.
I just have to read this quote, which is so funny. I don't know who said it, but it goes like this. If God didn't want you to go down on a woman, he wouldn't have made it look like a taco.
Wow.
So, you know, maybe we could tell the woman who emailed, her boyfriend to say, just think of it as a taco. Close your eyes.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe plug your, I mean, I'd hate for the guy to have to plug his nose. That's bad.
We are coming up on single cells, so it might be a good opportunity to try it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, there you
try
go.
Try it. You'll like it.
Well, we're not even talking about hygiene right now, because that'll be a separate episode entirely, which is deserving of its own episode, I think.
Yeah, yes.
So, you know, that might be something else for the woman to make sure that she is as clean and fresh as possible down there, because that is something that, you know, no man or other woman would want to encounter if they're going down.
Sex in the shower is good for that reason, too.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sex in the shower is good for that reason, too.
Agreed.
Yes. I can't do it standing up, though.
Oral sex in the shower, for that matter.
Larry!
Bring your umbrella.
Right on.
Yes.
Just saying.
Agreed.
Just saying.
Right on, Larry. All right. So you want to read another email here?
Yeah. This looks like it's from a man. Hi. I've been going out with a newly divorced single mom in her 50s who has 3 kids. She's pretty and seems to have a good body. We've tried to fool around a few times, but every time she freaks out about me seeing her naked because of her stretch marks. I don't care about them, but she does. How do I help her through her insecurities?
Vanessa.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I think, you know, this is an unfortunate reality for so many women, is that we get so many messages about what our bodies are supposed to look like and these really narrowly defined ideals that we're supposed to live up to. So I think every woman has some degree of embarrassment or discomfort that comes up for her around getting naked. So the best thing that you can do as her partner, I would say to this guy, is just to keep telling her that message over and over again. I think your body is beautiful. I'm excited to see your body. And there's nothing that I think you need to be ashamed of or embarrassed about. So that message is not going to get through to her right away, because she has had decades of believing that her body is not beautiful because it doesn't live up to these perfect societal ideals. But if you just be persistent and really loving and patient with her, it's eventually going to get in.
Yeah, I think it's up to the man to make her feel as comfortable and secure and safe and not worrying about that any physical things that she may be concerned about. And it's really up to the guy to make her feel comfortable.
Yeah. And I mean, same thing for women and men. I mean, look, you know, men in their 50s aren't what they looked like in their 20s or 30s. It all changes. Mm-hmm. You just have to adjust to the new paradigm. But I know for a fact that women who have hangups with sex always has to do with some hangups about their body. Something. It's they go hand in hand, or hand in vagina.
Yeah, and I think it's something.
I think to Trevor's point, it's very difficult for.
Hold on. Sorry. Vanessa, go. Hold on, Larry.
I think you know, for us women, it's something for us to get really fired up about. That how ridiculous is it that we have these crazy standards that make us feel so ashamed, so uncomfortable, that we are willing to forego one of the most pleasurable, exciting, enjoyable activities that our bodies are capable of simply because we're worried about our partner seeing a few lousy stretch marks. You know, right. So I think it's, you know, self-esteem's a big issue. Our relationships with our bodies are big issues. But if we can kind of take a step back and say, hey, this is crazy that I've been taught to believe all this BS, it's really going to impact my life in such a negative way. And I think that can be a great way to let go of some of that shame and embarrassment that comes up for us.
Okay. Larry, thanks for calling in today.
Larry,
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Did you have one more thing?
Larry, did you have a last thought? Did you just want to get some
in there? Well, I was just going to say, it is a huge task for a man, because women have heard this for so long, and they have been so beaten over the head by society about this. Mm-hmm. So I think that the man has to really go as much as they can out overboard and out of their way to really make the woman feel as comfortable as possible.
Larry, you're a great guy.
Yeah. Are you single, Larry? We want to know, because we do get people calling in about people.
I'm taking the fifth. Like I said, I'm taking.
You're taking
the
fifth.
You and Michael Cohen.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Enjoy, and best of luck with you and your relationship. So thanks,
Vanessa's
Larry.
Vanessa's taken.
Vanessa's taken, and rightfully so. She's
yeah, you're great,
wonderful.
Vanessa. Thank you so much.
Let's talk more about Vanessa. And Vanessa, where can people find you, and how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can find me online at vmtherapy.com, vmtherapy.com. So I work with people in a lot of different ways. I do consultations over email. I do coaching over video chat. And I have a whole bunch of online programs that you can work through from the comfort and privacy of your own home.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll get some callers out of this. And honey, what do we want to talk about for next week's show?
Next week, it's going to be a good one. It's called Crazy Chicks and Bad Boys.
Wow.
Are you addicted to chaos?
That is a good one.
Okay.
We know that.
Been there.
Yeah.
I was one of them.
Okay.
But, you know, I got my act together. But there are a lot of people that... mm-hmm. But a lot of people suffer from that chaos addiction to drama and chaos. So
some people are addicted.
So that's next week. And any closing thoughts? I really have no tip. The tip I've given away my tip of the week, which is foreplay. Foreplay is sex, people. Okay, it's not. It's all one thing. Use your hands. Use your tongue. Earlobes, breasts, toes, things, you know, get into it, let go, be free. Ask your partner, check in, give your partner some guidance, speak up, say it, tell him or her what you want, and get back to us and tell us everything.
Yes, we want to know.
We want
Vanessa,
the full report.
Vanessa, thank you again for being on the show, and we look forward to seeing her by next week. And everybody have a great week out there.
Right on. We are done being single, and you are too. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening this week to Done Being Single. Join Trevor and Robbie Sharp every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. See you next week on Done Being Single.